Shalom to all. Today we're going to learn Masechah Sukkah, Perek Beis, Mishnah Ches, Mishnah Tes. And today's Mishnahs are being learned B'schos of Shalom Zalman V'zugasam Rosiyat V'chayetz Chalotzeim. They should be benched with a Sachat Tzlach and Siyat Dishmaya, good health, Parnasa B'Shefa, and Kol Tov Sela. And B'schos, Esbas Rachel, she should be Zechrafa and Rezivik Hagon, Bikar of Mamesh. And Mishnah Ches tells us, Nashem V'avad Muktanim, Petur Minas Sukkah, women, slaves, and children are potter from Sukkah. And this comes from Joshua in the Gemara. However, Katan She'ena Tzer Chalimai, if a child doesn't need his mother anymore, Chayv B'Sukkah, son, he's Chayv in Sukkah. Now, what does that mean, that he doesn't need his mother? So Gemara explains, this is referring to a child who wakes up in the middle of the night and doesn't start calling out, Mommy, Ima, please come help me, this, that. He wakes up in the middle of the night and knows how to put himself back to sleep. This is a child that doesn't need his mother, and he's Chayv in Sukkah. What does that mean, he's Chayv in Sukkah? It means that we have a Chiyuv to be Mechanechem in the mitzvah of Sukkah. However, now the Mishnah says, Ma'asav Yolda Kalasa Shal Shammai HaZakein, there's a story that the daughter-in-law of Shammai HaZakein, meaning Shammai himself, not base Shammai, his Talmidim, Shammai, the Rosh Yeshiva, the Rebbe himself, his daughter-in-law had a baby, Upiches as a Maziva, and he removed some of the ceiling, Vesika Chagabe Mita, and he put Schach on top of his daughter-in-law's bed, Bishvila Katan, because of this little child, so this little baby could be in a sukkah, even though he was a fresh little baby. And moving on to Mishnah Tess, Kol Shiva Sayamim Adam Isa Sukasa Keva Ubese Arai. All 7 days of sukkahs, a person has to make their sukkah keva. That should be the main place where they spend their time. And the house should just be arai. So it means that if a person has nice sheets or draperies or carpets, he should bring those into the sukkah. If he has nice kalim, he should bring those into the sukkah. And for us living in Eretz Yisrael, or for those that come to visit Eretz Yisrael for sukkahs, one can really see this put into practice. People decorate their sukkahs beautifully. Baruch Hashem, the weather is usually gorgeous and it doesn't rain. So often one will see couches and carpets and beautiful things inside the sukkah. And for the most part, people spend all their time in their sukkah and will barely even go into their house over Sukkot. However, we know that if it rains, a person's allowed to go inside their house. So the Mishnah clarifies this halacha, Yardu Geshamim, if rain starts falling, when is it permitted to move everything back into the house and now he can eat inside the house? The answer is Mishatisach HaMikvah, once the porridge becomes ruined, meaning once there's enough rain dripping into the Sukkah that if it drips into his porridge, it's going to ruin it, so then he could go back into the house. Now the Mishnah tells us, Mashlu Mashal, they gave a Mashal, a parable, for what it's like when it rains on Sukkot. L'ma davar daima, what's this compared to? L'evet shebal limzai kais l'rabbi, an evet's coming to pour a cup of wine for his master, so he's trying to do something nice for his master, v'shafach l'kitan alpanov, and then he throws the pitcher right back into his face, showing that he's displeased with this drink and he doesn't want it. So it's the same thing, we're coming to sit in the Sukkah, trying to bring a little bit of nachas ruach to Hashem, and then Hashem makes it rain, showing us that right now, he doesn't want us to sit in the Sukkah. We're going to stop here for the day. Pick up tomorrow with Perek Gimel, Mishnah Aleph and Beis, starting to talk about the Arba Minim, beginning with Lulav. For now, everyone should have a wonderful day.